Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is May 25th, 2006, the Feast of Blessed Bede the Venerable. When Bede was a young boy, only 7 years old, his parents brought him to the monastery at Jarrow. He lived there for the rest of his life, and even though he didn't leave often, he had a great effect on the whole Western Church through his writing and teaching. He loved all kinds of learning and saw in them the signature of the Almighty. Perhaps that's why we read from the Book of Wisdom when we remember him. For it is God who gave me unerring knowledge of what exists, to know the structure of the world and the activity of the elements, the beginning and end and middle of times, the alternations of the solstices and the changing of the seasons, the cycles of the year and the constellations of the stars, the nature of animals and the tempers of wild animals, the power of spirits and the thoughts of human beings, the varieties of plants and the virtues of roots. I learned both what is secret and what is manifest. For wisdom, the fashioner of all things, taught me. All these things taught Bede about God, and in turn he taught generously to everyone who would listen. As a result, he was instrumental in protecting English learning against the times when war and disease threatened to blot it out. One important lesson of Bede's life comes from how early he entered the monastery. We no longer send 7-year-olds to live at monasteries, but it is never too early to take children to church and help them to understand that whatever they love to learn about can be part of our Christian charge to draw ever closer to God. Bede received his honorific, the Venerable, more than 100 years after his death. Legend has it that a monk was writing an inscription for his tomb and couldn't decide what adjective to use to describe Bede. He left it blank until the next morning. During the night, the word venerable was miraculously filled in by an angel. Well, however it came to be associated with him, venerable is certainly appropriate for this great proponent of both faith and knowledge. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you called your servant Bede while still a child to devote his life to your service in the disciplines of religion and scholarship. Grant that as he labored in the Spirit to bring the riches of your truth to his generation, so we in our various vocations may strive to make you known in all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Augustine of Canterbury. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.